You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to episode number 125 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Can you believe we've been together for 125 episodes? That's so cool. And what's even cooler is I know that some of you have listened to everyone, and some of you listen to multiple episodes, which I really appreciate. And thank you for that. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for sending it to people that you know this content will help. Just thank you for showing up every week. You know, I've told you before that it's one of the things that I have to do, right? I have to show up every week to record this thing and be disciplined in that. Well, guess what? You have to show up every week too, and you do. And I just wanted to say thank you, and I really appreciate it. Also, I know I talk about dates some, but can you believe it? It is October 25th. Wow. So we are almost into November, and I've got an exciting November coming up. I'll share some of that with you in the next week or so and tell you kind of what my November looks like. But I'll be celebrating a birthday in November, and we're going to go on a pretty cool trip. So I'll tell you about that and give you some insight into what that's going to look like, and then give you a little play-by-play when we get back. So hopefully that will be pretty cool. But yeah, October 25th, it's hard to believe. We took a drive last weekend, and I was back up in Kentucky visiting my daughter, and crazy how beautiful the leaves are. And we're almost out of that peak season. You know, even two or three days later, many more of the leaves have fallen. And so yeah, it's getting to look more and more like it's not quite as October-ish and moving more into the November-December season. So anyway, that's kind of where we are, and really looking forward to what November holds. So I asked the question today, right? Whose version of your story do you believe? Whose version of your story do you believe? Right? Many of you have grown up and been told who you're supposed to be. Some of you have been living this story of what someone else has told you your whole life. Like, it's just become the ethos of who you are. Like, some of you have never even questioned the story of you, and you've just listened to other people's version of your own story. Isn't this true? So I want you to think about that for a moment. Think about maybe some areas where you've struggled in. Think about some areas where you're not as authentic as you would like to be. Think about some areas where you continue to question over and over again, maybe, who you are, why you're here, what's your purpose, the things that come up as insecurities in you, and what is that narrative that continues to play on those thought loops over and over and over and over again in your mind. So I want you to think, first of all, about whose version it is, right? Is it your parents? Is it your spouse? Is it a former coach? Is it a teacher that told you you would never amount to anything? Or is it someone that said, you know, your greatest potential will only be that you'll, you know, live with this occupation or live at this income level, or, you know, that you're destined to struggle your whole life, or that you're never going to be confident, or that you're never going to have enough, or that you're never going to feel like you're enough, that you feel like you're always struggling to be something you're not? Who told you that? And not only who told you that, but why do you believe them? And why do you keep believing them? And I know that's an easier question to ask than it is to answer, and it's an even easier question to ask than it is to try to answer and live out and try to change. But the good news is you are able to change that narrative. You are able to change the narrative, even if you've fed into and you believed the lie that you've been told. If someone has told you, and someone has even described you, the life that you're supposed to live, and that person is anyone other than you, then you can take that back. You get to change that. You get to decide the life that you want to live. It's just a story that you've been believing over time. And guess what? That's okay. It's okay. Because today of all days, as you're listening to this podcast right now, wherever you are, if you're in your car, if you're in your home, if you're at work, if you're on a run, if you're on a bike, wherever you are, today's the day that you get to flip the script. You get to take control and you get to write your own story. And you get to write the story that you want to believe. Not somebody else's version, not what somebody else has told you they think you should be, do, have. No, you get to choose. So how do you begin to do that? First, I want you to really go there. I want you to go to, in your mind, not physically, but in your mind, I want you to go to that person or persons that have written that version of your story for you that you have believed. Now, maybe there's one or two of you out there that have that version that's like perfect. Like you're like, oh, this is great. Yeah, they wrote it for me and I just took it and this is the best ever. But most of the time, that's not going to be the case, right? Most of the time, somebody else's version of your story is not what you want. So that's who I'm talking to. So if you're one of those two that, you know, everything's great and rosy, then you can probably turn me off or do something else while you're listening to this. But if this affects you, or if this has affected you, I want you to really go there. Who is that person or persons that have written that version of your story that you've believed? Now ask yourself, why have you believed that? Is it because you feel like they've had power over you? Is it because they have some sort of influence over you? Is it because they have had some sort of influence over you? And now begin to tell yourself that you are in this very moment. You are so in the present right now in 2022 that you get to choose if you want to keep on believing that version of the story. If that version of the story is one that serves you best. Because if it doesn't serve you best, the first thing to do is recognize that and begin to take action in putting it in the environment that you really want it to be in. So what would that version look like if you and only you were solely in charge? And guess what? Today, you're solely in charge. You are solely in charge of you. You're solely in charge of your version. So once you kind of have made at least some, maybe not even some peace, but you've put it out there to say, oh yeah, this is why. You've acknowledged it. You've said, okay, this is who it is. This is why I've done this. This is why this belief system has been so ingrained in me. And now you ask yourself, is that the story you want to believe? And when that answer is no, you begin to rewrite your story. And so what I want you to do this week is I want you to dream a little bit. I want you to dream about what your story would be if you wrote it. What would your story be if you were completely in charge? What would 2023 look like from your lens? What would your version of your story be if you wrote it from scratch? Isn't that cool? Isn't it cool to think about? Like, if you're not where you want to be in any particular area of your life, you actually have the freedom to change. You have the freedom to rewrite. So this week, I want you to take some time and jot down, what are some things you would like to believe about yourself? What is the story that you would like to tell? As you look back in 2024 on 2023, how does that version of the story look different through your lens than the one you're dealing with right now? Maybe you need to get out of a relationship. Maybe you need to get out of a job. Maybe you need to start a job. Maybe you need to start a relationship. Maybe you need to make amends with your kids. Maybe you need to make amends with your neighbor. Maybe you need to go back and apologize for something that happened in the past. Maybe you need to make peace with your parents. Maybe it's something with your dad that you need to go make peace with. And you say, well, he's not here anymore. That's okay. The past lives in your mind. You get to choose and you get to decide, and you can make that peace whether that person is here or not. You get to do that. That's what's so cool about this work. That's what's so awesome about taking control of every aspect of your life. So as you began to think about the story you would tell, and for some of you who really like to write, man, I would love to see you actually write out the narrative. This is me. This is me in 2023. This is who I am becoming. This is the version of me that I love. This is the version of me that I like. This is the version of me that is going to be and going to do and going to show out as I move forward in my life. Not the version that somebody else has told me. Not the version that I've believed from someone else. And for some of you, not the version that you've believed from yourself, because it doesn't serve you well. It's a version that stinks, right? Write the version of you that you love, that you're happy with. And then you can begin to take some action on what that version looks like. I mean, doesn't that sound fun? Isn't that a lot better than just believing what somebody else has told you? Than just going on autopilot for another year? Because that's what some of you will do. It's what some of you have done for years. You've just kept believing. You just kept feeding into the lie. And now it's time for you to say, no, no, no. I'm taking it back. Taking back control of me. The power is coming back to me. I'm not letting whoever influence the version of me anymore. It starts today. Hope that helps you. I hope some of you will really take action on that. I hope you'll rewrite your story. Let me know if you do. Send me an email, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. Love to connect with you. Hope you have a great week. Can't wait to see you back here next Thursday. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.